Kane. And we've got Randall Williams, former Cowboy, former Oakland Raider, former Jacksonville Jaguar.
Whoop, whoop.
See, now this is the thing, Randall. I'm a Cowboy fan. Okay. He's a Jacksonville Jaguar fan. So we're both getting
I'm pretty excited right now.
We're both excited about this interview right
okay,
now.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Either way, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Can't complain.
You said you woke up at 4 to fly into Little Rock and be involved in this rainstorm.
Indeed. Yeah, my family and I, we were out on spring break, so I wasn't able to come in last night like most of the players. I had to fly in this morning. So
awesome.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to Atlantis.
Awesome, man.
So it's a pretty cool place.
Oh, it's beautiful down there, isn't it?
The kids can have fun.
Yeah.
You know, the adults can have fun. Unfortunately, didn't do as well in the casino as I would have liked
That's
to,
a tough but, casino. I've been there before.
I made my local contribution, so, you know.
That was nice of you.
Now, is this your first time to Little Rock?
No, actually, I came to Little Rock for Reggie's wedding. So,
oh, okay. Now, you and Reggie played together with the Cowboys, right?
We played together. We were roommates, all that good stuff. So,
cool. Yeah. So what are you doing now?
You know, it's interesting. When I left Dallas and went to Oakland, got converted to tight end, you know, I went from blocking the little 165-pound defensive backs to blocking the, you know, DeMarcus Wares of the world.
Oh, wow.
You know, my low back took a toll as a result. So now, unfortunately, I'm disabled, man. Just sit around and watch the little ones grow and try not to let them beat me up
too much. That's a full-time job,
too. It is a full-time job, indeed.
Now, I will say, and like I said, I am a Cowboy fan. So I remember when you played for the Cowboys, and you were – you were under, what, Parcells and Campo.
Correct.
What was it like?
2 years apiece.
You know, you go from a guy like Dave Campo who, frankly, seems like one of those guys that he's a player's coach. And one of those guys that real kind of laid back. And then you go to a guy like Bill Parcells who is totally opposite.
You know, it's interesting. You know, most guys want a coach like Campo because, like you said, he is a player's coach. He's relaxed. He's not breathing down your neck. The unfortunate part was we couldn't win, you know, so I think Jerry eventually got to the point where he realized he needed to bring in a coach that, you know, could get the players basically in the team where we needed to be. And Parcells was that guy. You know, there was no other coach that I ever had at any level that had us more prepared for any given situation on the field. However, unfortunately, his player relation skills were lacking, to say the least. So, you know, we had a little bit more success, but the players were miserable, man. I tell you, it was hell.
What was it like moving from wide receiver to tight end? You don't see that very often in the NFL.
You don't, but, you know, when a coach comes to you and tells you that's the only way of making a team, you say, well, if you need me to punt, I'll punt. I mean, you do what you got to do. But it was there. It was a huge transition. You know, like I said before, you go from, especially in the blocking game, you know, you're blocking a smaller DB, typically, you know, 165 to 185 pounds. Then you go to blocking these outside linebackers and defensive ends. These guys can be up with 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're huge. And I put on a little bit of weight, but I was still giving away, you know, upwards of 40 or 50 pounds to some of these guys. So, you know, it definitely was a huge transition, but it was something that you know, I took upon myself as a challenge and did it the best I could.
You know, Chris Gregg for Arkansas, when he came in, he was recruited as a wide receiver, played a little wideout, I think, in camp, and then ended up getting hurt. They converted him to tight end. So
Correct.
He kind of made a similar transition, had to put on a lot of weight, and has been very successful in college. You were one of the fastest guys, according to Reggie Swinton. I want to hear it from you, from your word of mouth.
All right.
What was your 40 time fastest ever? And you have to give me the conditions. Was it track? Was it field? What was it? And what was your time?
The fastest time ever was 2002.
Okay.
We got timed at the Cowboys facility, and I ran a
4.04. 4.04, not 4.40. Those numbers weren't reversed, right?
Those numbers are not reversed.
That's like cheetah fast.
Well, you know, what I tell everybody is, you know, you'll be amazed what you can do when your job is on the line. So,
wow, yeah.
You know, I just had a full year of training and conditioning with Joe Jurassic, who was our strength and conditioning coach at the time. And, you know, it just got us to peak at the right moment. And, you know, it was a beautiful day out there on the track. And
that is incredible. You know, and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Speaking of history and your speed at the same time, it's been recorded that you have taken one of the fastest touchdowns for a kickoff in NFL history. Is that right? You hold that record?
It's the fastest touchdown in NFL history to start a game.
To start a game. Okay.
Start a game.
Okay. Yes, what was it? What happened?
So
the start a game.
The long story is you go back to 2000. The Eagles came in, took it to Texas Stadium, started the game with an onside kick.
Bold move.
They recovered it.
Oh, okay.
Went on to route the Cowboys. That was the beginning of the Campo era.
Okay.
So then you fast forward to 2003. Now we got Parcells. Here comes the Eagles again coming into Texas Stadium. What do? They start the game with the onside kick. But, you know, as players, we spend just as much time in the classroom as we do on the field.
Sure.
And, you know, fortunately, our coaches and whatnot had us prepared for it. I recovered the kick, ran it in 3 seconds. And
3 seconds?
3 seconds. 3 seconds.
What?
Now, I do have to admit I owe a great deal of gratitude to the clock operator. He didn't start the clock, so I was a good 2 or 3 steps and to the end zone. But
officially, though.
You don't have to tell anybody
but,
that.
Yeah. You know, I'm an honest guy. I'm not going to lie about it. But the league upheld it, 3 seconds, so I figure it should stick for a little while.
That's incredible.
You know, We just got done doing this Buzz Combine, and so we decided we wanted to see what our times were compared to what they.
You would be ashamed. You'd be ashamed.
I'm just gonna go ahead and put it out there. I ran a 5.640. Okay. Ooh. See.
5.5. It was the first time running a 40.
Okay.
First time ever.
I'm just sitting here thinking the 4.04.40. He would be done drinking water by the time I'm still trying to get across the finish line.
You're huffing and puffing getting across the line.
Oh man.
I'm sitting here thinking, wow, what was your vertical? Do you remember what that?
I was about 38 when I came out of college.
Yeah.
38. I think
it was a 21.
Yep. We weren't too keen on that.
You know,
one.
You got to figure too that this is something that, you know, the athletes, we train for this stuff our whole lives. You know, you guys, I'm not sure how long you trained for this before you did
about
it.
About 2 weeks.
You know, it's just
I've never run a 40
never
until
run
that
a 40, day. Yeah, it's just not something you can roll out of bed and you know, run a 4.3. It's not going to happen. But
well, hey, I want to talk with you being a wide receiver. You know. Mm-hmm. We've asked a lot of these guys that have played in the NFL all the rule changes that are going on. You know, and I know you keep up with it, with what's going on.
Yep.
It just seems to me like they're just taking the fun out of football. It almost like that anyways.
They are. And I can understand both sides of the coin. Obviously, you want to protect the players, which, you know, that should be of the utmost importance. But at the same time, you know, it's very difficult, especially for defensive backs. I mean, I think the rule changes actually made it better for receivers because the defensive backs are so hesitant, you know, to make plays on the ball that they're almost allowing the receivers to make a play before they go ahead and make contact. But at the same time, you know, it's one of those things you can't have your cake and eat it too, I guess. You know, you can't have player safety and keep up the high impact action that all the fans love in the game. So. You know, something at some point is going to have to give, and I don't know. I just hope at some point that, you know, we can get back the game that we used to have and not this powder puff game that we got going on these days.
We mentioned briefly you were undrafted to Jacksonville.
Undrafted. Yes, sir.
You got to, and it was back in 2001, and actually a former Razorback coach, Bobby Petrino, at the time, was the offensive coordinator. So you spent a little time
there.
Working there. If you could describe it, let's just say in one word, what it was like for him as an offensive coordinator.
Well, I got more than one word. But.
difficult, maybe, would be a nice way to put it?
Difficult would be a nice way to put it, yes.
Okay,
Indeed. But, you know, given my situation, again, undrafted, out of a small school, he said jump, I said how high. I mean, that's just the way it was. You know, I didn't have the voice that the Jimmy Smiths or the Keenan McCardells that, you know, that were the veterans at the time.
Sure.
I didn't have the same voice that those guys had, and I was a young guy trying to make the team, so I had to do what I had to do to impress the coaches. But difficult is definitely a word that I would use to describe his coaching style. So,
wow, I tell you, it's fun looking back through it. What's your best Cowboy or Jacksonville, you know, I guess best NFL memory?
Well, you know, my own personal memory, obviously setting the record for the fastest touchdown in NFL history. But aside from that, you know, I was there when Emmitt Smith broke the record,
cool.
Walter Payton's record. That was pretty cool. You know, so
I forgot you were on that team.
Yeah,
right,
I was
there
on that team. So something like that, getting to see history.
Yeah.
You know, real history. You
and
know,
being a part of history. Yeah.
Nobody's going to remember my record, but you know,
we will. We will right here. Don't you worry. We're carrying it on.
There
I just
go.
Logged that for future reference. So whenever I need a trivia
That's
question.
A great trivia question. Yeah.
There you go. So we'll see you on Jeopardy one day.
Yes.
Randall Williams, former Cowboy, former Jacksonville Jaguar, joining us on The Zone. And now, what's your golf game like? I know we've asked about
that. Oh, it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Now, you put me on the Wii or on the Xbox 360, and I can make some action.
Really? The virtual world.
The virtual world.
I like it.
You get me out there in the real thing. It's not very impressive.
And you're not doing anything with the Cowboys right now. I know you live back in Dallas, so they haven't asked you to come help out?
No. You know, I guess I never quite had that status or that much esteem with Mr. Jones. So, you know, I go out and check him out a couple times a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, give them, still give them my utmost support, but that's about it.
Cool.
Yeah. We're glad you're here and giving your support, man. That's,
I appreciate
great.
It. Thank you.
Thank you. Randall Williams joining us on the Zone. We appreciate it. Thanks so much. It was good. Boy, I tell you, we action-packed 3 hours here at Rebsman Park. Real quick before we take the next break, our last and final break, I want to read you a story. Dante Stallworth, did you hear about this?
This is scary. This is why I will never fly in a hot air balloon.
I don't understand. Free agent Dante Stallworth has been hospitalized on Saturday with serious burns after the hot air balloon carrying him and his two other people crashed into power lines.
It's a freak accident, man.
Who gets in a hot air balloon?